What dies when you let it go? A dream. The only way your dream can ever die is if you release it, or let it go, or no longer believe. But if you hold a dream close, it promises to live on. My favorite bone is our dream bone. You have one. Well, you may not know it, but you do. Maybe you've never used it, or maybe you've used it in your past and retired it. The dream bone is what separates us from other creatures. You see, we have this phenomenal ability to conjure up in our minds a viable future event or circumstance. I'm certain our maker factory installed a dream bone in you and in me. But let's be honest. Most of us don't let ourselves go crazy with that dream bone. I mean, come on. How is it possible for me to make that much money or to be that successful or to do spectacular things? I mean, really, how is it possible for me to make that big trip or make that big difference? There it was. The moment you thought those thoughts, you killed your dreamer. That dream bone of yours can only be activated or deactivated by your thoughts. And the minute you start thinking impossible is the minute you deactivate your dreams. People don't stop dreaming because they grow old. No. They grow old because they stop dreaming. What a gift. What a gift from our Maker. God's biggest 1-2 punch, dreaming plus implementing. Whew, that's an unbeatable combo with no bounds. Come here, my friend. Listen, give that dreamer of yours some air. Let it hang out and breathe. That's a start. I want you to live out the life your God intended. He gave you this precious gift of imagining things beyond what you can see or taste or smell or squeeze. But you have to believe. It's what we call faith. This incredible notion of faith allows you and me to rise way above our limiting view of life and thrive above it all. Have the courage to live your life beyond the herd. Take this as a bump. Just a little bump, reminding you that a world awaits you when you're ready to reclaim your dreams and step into them boldly, unapologetically, and with grace and gratitude. This is Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family to yours. Now go make this day count.